Right, well, let us consider what the revenue says on this subject. The introduction to the revenue's guidance on its website states that a worker's employment status, that is, whether they are employed or self-employed, is not a matter of choice. Whether someone is employed or self-employed depends upon the terms and conditions of the relevant engagement. The Tax and National Insurance Contributions rules do, however, contain some special rules that apply to certain categories of worker in certain circumstances. Come back to the revenues statement in a minute, but certain categories, special rules for teachers, lecturers, cleaners, things like that. We won't deal with that today. It's outside really the scope of what we're talking about. Back to what the revenue said. If you work for someone else, it is important to know whether you are working for that person in an employed capacity or in a self-employed capacity as an independent contractor. If you are the engager, it is your responsibility to correctly determine the employment status of your workers. A worker's employment status will determine the charge to tax on income from that employment or self-employment. It will also determine the class of national insurance contributions which are to be paid. Right, now the revenue site then goes on to look at some general guidelines and a list of questions, which if all answered with a yes, the first list would mean that the worker is probably an employee. What are the questions? Do they have to do the work themselves? Can someone tell them at any time what to do, where to carry out the work, or when and how to do it? Can they work a set amount of hours? Can someone move them from task to task? Are they paid by the hour, week, or month? Can they get overtime pay or bonus payment? Revenue's view, answer yes to all of them questions, then the worker's probably an employee. In contrast, the next set of questions provided by the revenue will say if the answer is yes to all the questions, that usually the worker is self-employed. What are these questions? Can they hire someone to do the work or engage helpers at their own expense? Do they risk their own money? Do they provide the main items of equipment they need to do their job, not just the small tools that many employees provide for themselves? Do they agree to do a job for a fixed price, regardless of how long the job may take? Can they decide what work to do, how and when to do the work, and where to provide the services? Do they regularly work for a number of different people? Do they have to correct and satisfactory work in their own time and at their own expense? That's the revenue's questions. Answer all of them yes, and the worker is usually self-employed. Well, the fact is, it's rarely that simple, and the answers are virtually never going to be that straightforward. What is more often the case is that some of the answers to the questions set will be yes, some will be no, and of course, some of the questions won't be relevant at all.